Hey guys, before we get into the podcast, I'd like to really thank you for listening. With your support, we have been named one of the top 20 chemical engineering podcasts at spot number 15. You can check out the list at feedspot.com. With that, here's some inspiration from our guest, Dr. Christine Chang.
Being able to figure out like that there's money and resources and people out there who are interested in helping you, but it's just a matter of you going out there and finding it and trying to make those connections, trying to talk to the right people, trying to set up the right things. I think that was, yeah, I would say that was the most like that was the most interesting thing that I learned.
Hey guys, welcome to Let's Talk Wiki USC. My name is Belinda Garana, and I'm a PhD student in chemical engineering at USC.
And my name is Amber, and I'm a junior in chemical engineering at USC with a focus in sustainable energy. Wiki USC stands for Women in Chemical Engineering at USC and provides professional development, community networking, and outreach for women in chemical engineering and their supporters.
Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Christine Chang. Dr. Chang is an alumni of USC Chemical Engineering, where she earned her PhD under the advisement of Dr. Melancha Gupta and founded a chapter of the Materials Research Society. Her research focused on investigation of biopolymer materials and surface functionalization of novel biomedical implants, such as 3D printed medical devices. She studied the scale-up of vapor phase deposition of polymers to work towards large-scale processing to bridge the gap between lab bench and industrial scale research. She is now a principal systems engineer in the Future Technical Leaders Program at Northrop Grumman Corporation. Dr. Chang, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey guys, I'm really excited to be here.
It's so awesome to finally call you doctor. You certainly earned it because you have 5 publications under your belt plus 2 more in press, and you received the Innovation in Engineering Doctoral Fellowship. Can you share with us, what do you think were important factors that helped you succeed in both your academic and industry experiences?
Thanks. It actually feels really surreal to be called doctor still. I feel like it hasn't really sunk in, even though I guess I've graduated for a few months now. I think some things that really helped me were just having a good support network and a really good group of people around me. I think having people outside of school, like friends and such, really helped to keep me grounded. But also having a lot of friends at SC, especially other grad students, it really helped to have that shared experience. So I knew that I wasn't the only person that was struggling with research, and I wasn't the only person who was having a hard time balancing my schedule and things like that. So I really have to give credit to all the people who are around me and supporting me throughout my journey.
That's awesome. I definitely agree that a support system makes a huge difference, especially in grad school. It's just so much different from undergrad. And it's really great to have that support when you're going through a new challenge like a PhD.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of not at the graduate level, but I've been doing work for the past year or so in another research lab on campus. So that's been a really cool experience just to kind of see all the grad students going through it. But I guess another question we have for you is just, we'd like to hear a little bit more about how you've gotten to where you are now. So kind of like how your time at USC and your industry experience has kind of led you to your current position.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say working backwards. So my current position is in part of a rotation program. And the reason I chose it was because I feel like for a PhD, you get a lot of depth into a specific field. And then the reason I chose to do a rotation program as my first job out of grad school was because I wanted to get a little more breadth and a little more exposure to, you know, what are some other interesting engineering problems that people are looking at? What are some interesting engineering questions that people are trying to solve that are outside of my field that I don't really know about? So the reason I chose like the rotation was because I wanted to, get more breadth in my technical background. But being at USC, I feel like what I cultivated in grad school and I feel is, a big takeaway from being in grad school where the program can be very unstructured is just being curious and just wanting to learn more. And like when you find something that's interesting to you, it's up to you to decide, oh, do I want to look into this more? Or am I like, oh, that's interesting. And then you move on to something else. So I feel like, just being in grad school, I felt like that's really when I learned that because at least for me, the program was very unstructured. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was really up to me to just like go poke around and see what was interesting to me to look into more.
Yeah, that's really cool. So I know I've heard like a bit about the different, for a lot of the big engineering companies, like having those rotational programs for grad students. But kind of like what more is it like? Is there a favorite rotation you've done so far? Or kind of like, what's your favorite aspect of that right now?
Well, so I'm on my first rotation because I only graduated a few months ago. So far, I would say, so the position I chose, since grad school is also very technical, I was like, oh, I want to try something a little bit less technical, a little more management-y. So my role is running this internal, like the company's internal program to fund small research projects. So employees can propose like, oh, I had this cool idea. I would like a little bit of funding to kind of pull on this thread and see if it can go into something bigger. What I really like about that is just that I get to be exposed to a lot of different technologies across the company. And I get to talk to these really interesting people that just work on these really cool projects. And I think, touching back on like the reason I chose a rotation program was to build up my breadth. I think similarly in this role, it's just been really cool to be able to talk to people across the company, which I would say is typically pretty unusual in a technical position where usually you're working on your specific field and then you interface with the people who are on your campus and your group. But it's really unusual to be able to talk to people on all different campuses across the company.
Yeah, that's really cool. That sounds like really great experience so far. That's definitely really interesting and great to have that breadth.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear that you work with people all across the company. With that said, how does that look like on a day-to-day basis?
Well, so given the times, I've pretty much just been exclusively working from home, which is a bit of a shame because I think during normal times with this position, I'd get to like fly around the country and actually see some of these people and talk to these people. But I would say probably most people will tell you that their job has like the cool parts, which is like what they wanted to do the job for. So for me, that would be like actually learning about lots of cool different new technologies, and you know, being able to talk to other engineers about their pet projects. But I would say a good portion of the day is also spent just answering emails, sending out the right emails, herding cats, and then also like, you know, looking through budgets, balancing numbers. Yeah, so I feel like there's, you know, to every position, there's going to be like the fun stuff and then the sustaining stuff.
Right, yeah. I like your story about herding the cats since we're working from home now. So, you know, it's great to hear that you like your position right now, but like you had a long journey to get there, right? So what kinds of challenges did you face along the way and how did you stay motivated through them?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to say like specifically, but definitely in general, getting through grad school is really tough. I would say for me, the program was really open-ended. And then, whereas I feel like I thrive better when I have like very concrete problems to tackle and a concrete time frame. So I would say in general, like I think grad school is challenging for different people in different ways. And so I guess for me, it was kind of like learning where my greatest weaknesses are and sort of like figuring out how to work on them, but also in some ways figuring out how to accept that that's just not my strength. And figuring out, I guess, also having support from others to help me not get discouraged was really important. And even I think undergrad was a big challenge for me. I feel like the coursework was really tough and then it was like really discouraging. And I think it did take a little bit of time and perspective to really help me see like the benefits and the merits of, you know, going through those tough times, right? Because nobody likes to go through a tough time, but oftentimes that's when we do the most growing.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like grad school is definitely the time to grow as a professional. And also somehow you found the time to also found the Materials Research Society at USC. And I was wondering, you know, that's a huge feat. So what inspired you to found the club and what did you take away from that experience?
Well, I think you also know, you know, what the mechanisms of starting a club look like. I would say a lot of the logistics of setting it up was really a big challenge and a big pain. And I think just because there there weren't a lot of other people that I personally knew that had started clubs. There was a lot of like, I'm not really sure how to, what are they really asking in this form? Like, what do I really need to say in this form? And then just being able to talk to other people like you, Belinda, for example, and see like, wait, oh, how did you figure that out? Oh, okay, let me try to like adapt to that for like what I want to do. But something that was, I guess, the most interesting lesson to me was that a lot of times there's resources out there, and for me it was like money to fund like club events, like having like usually for our Materials Research Society chapter meetings, we would try to have food and things like that. So being able to figure out like that there's money and resources and people out there who are interested in helping you, but it's just a matter of you going out there and finding it, and you know, trying to make those connections, trying to talk to the right people, trying to set up the right things. I think that was, yeah, I would say that was the most, like, that was the most interesting thing that I learned, because usually I feel like it's easy to get into the mindset of like, oh, you know, starting a club, that's something that someone else would do. Oh, figuring out where to get money from, yeah, that sounds difficult. Like, there's no way anybody's gonna care to give my club money. And yeah, so just learning that, like, when you go out there and really talk to people, then, you know, you never know. There's like other people who are trying to find people to give their money to support social events within the department.
Oh my gosh. I totally remember when we were all trying to get funding, and I totally agree. For me, what I learned too is, you know, it's all about believing in yourself, and that's like the biggest limit that you can have. Because if you do, you know, get the courage to go out there and make sure your voice is heard, there's a lot more support than you'd think. So thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I think it's so true, especially within USC, just how many resources are available. If you just do a little digging for them, like, you're definitely going to find them. It just takes in putting in that basic amount of work to get started, which is really cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I think transitioning a little bit, just since a lot of our members for Wiki are undergrads, and just since you did your PhD program at USC, for any undergrad that's listening or trying to make this decision of whether they're going to pursue grad school, kind of like what led you to that decision, or how did you decide, like, I want to get my PhD?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. I think I always knew that I wanted to be in industry, but probably more on the research and development side. And then, because I guess, like, I want to work on something where I can see, like, the obvious, like, oh, this is what you've made. Now it's being used by people. But still have some of that, like, research impact where I get to kind of shape the direction of where I want a company's research or products or future to be going. And then so kind of working backwards from that goal, I felt that working, like, being able to get to that position where you can do research and development at a company, it is pretty typical to go for, to have a PhD to get those positions. So then working backwards from there, it just made sense, like, okay, if that's what I want to do, then I should go for a PhD. And actually, before I started at SC for grad school, I worked for a year. But even when I was working, I I told my manager and one of my coworkers, I had an offer and I was thinking about going, and I felt a little guilty because I had only just started at the company. And they were all really supportive. They were all like, no, you should go. You should definitely go get your PhD. My manager had a PhD, and she was telling me how she was working while getting her PhD and was a single mom. And I was just like, well, that sounds much more difficult than just going to get my PhD now.
Yeah, definitely. That's really interesting, though. I feel like one of the biggest kind of myths, I guess, for undergrads is just that people only get their PhDs if they want to pursue like academia, which is so not the case. It's something like I didn't know until I actually started working in a lab. But that's really interesting. So just from that, I know kind of from what Belinda's told me and doing a little background research, you pursued your degree in chemical engineering, but instead of material science, which I think you have a lot of background in. So I guess I was just wondering, like, what is the big difference between the two? They're two topics that come up a lot within chemical engineering. And what made you primarily interested in materials?
I would say the reason I started in chemical engineering was, and I think this is the case at SC as well, in my undergrad, we didn't have a materials science degree for undergrads. So I did the chemical engineering degree with like the materials track. And then I would say like I did like chemistry research as an undergrad and worked with some polymers. So I think because I was interested in polymers, then that sort of like, it was sort of like a natural transition into, I guess what I studied in grad school. I think for me, and I wouldn't say that this is strictly the case, but I think for me, material science tends a little more towards like hard materials as opposed to soft materials. And so I guess that's kind of why I went with chemical engineering, also partly just because that was my undergrad major. So it just sort of made sense. And I think for me, chemical engineering also is more closely related to process engineering. And that ultimately was pretty closely related. I would say like my PhD was kind of like process engineering and like polymers related.
Okay, got you. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I know for USC too, we just have the emphasis for undergrad in material science. But for students who are interested in materials, do you have any advice you would give them for kind of going through that process and getting more experience with it, figuring out like what part of it they're interested in?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure how classes are structured at SC, but if you have like the choice to be able to take like an intro to material science class as an elective, I would definitely say that's a good place to start. Just so you can get your feet wet and kind of figure out like what is this even about. And I would say if you're interested in doing research, you know, you should always feel free and I guess like feel empowered to reach out to professors and just say like, hey, you know, your research looks cool to me. I'd be interested in working with you if you have any openings for undergrad researchers. And I would say that's another way that you can really like start to get your feet wet and like really just see if, you know, if that's something that you're actually interested in. Because sometimes you might think it's like, oh yeah, that can be cool. But then once you like start working on it, you're like, no, never mind, it's not for me. So it helped. Yeah, I would say just like, don't be afraid to dive in. Don't be afraid to reach out to professors. I feel like usually they're always going to be like excited to talk to you, even if they don't have any positions, they'll always be happy to talk to someone who's excited about their work. If they're a jerk, then well, that's their problem, not yours. But in general, I feel like, you know, the professors are more than excited to be able to talk to people about how cool their stuff is.
Yeah, I agree. And I think within like the chemical engineering faculty at USC, everyone is pretty nice. So hopefully there wouldn't be that issue. But yeah, undergraduate research is definitely, I've had such a good experience. I knew nothing about it before I started. I was just like, wow, this could be like interesting. But it's been so great. It's been like the most valuable thing I've done in undergrad.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, I totally agree. I wouldn't have gone for a PhD if I hadn't done undergrad research. So I'd really recommend it to anyone curious. And yeah, thanks for that great advice. You can never know if you like something till you try it. So Dr. Chang, thank you so much again for joining us today.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I really enjoyed speaking with you guys.
Where can our students listening connect with you online?
I guess the easiest way to contact me would be to email me. But I think I'm not too hard to find on social media.
Okay, sounds good. To our listeners, stay tuned for our next podcast on January 27 with Dr. Shama Sharada, our very own faculty advisor for Women in Chemical Engineering at USC. You can submit questions for her by January 20 on Twitter with hashtag #LetsTalkWikiUSC or by email to wikiusc@gmail.com. For more information, check out our website at wikiusc.com. From all of us at Wiki, thanks for listening.